Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ed Sprague. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Dent reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Dent moves to third. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Money reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball four. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Darwin. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Darwin steals second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dent bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Johnson scores. Hairston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Bevacqua bunts towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lescano scores. Money moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Houseman now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dent bunts towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dent moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa bunts towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to second. One out. Rich Gossage now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bebakwa covering, for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 3 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rick Austin now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Downing steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing center field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Darwin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dent strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Moore and he is out, Babakwa applying the tag. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Kurt Babakwa. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheldon moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Gorman Thomas. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Downing for a passed ball. Sheldon moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.